Well, that's fun. Cool. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to the time where we get to spend with our good friend Mona Golub, who is going to tell us about Music Haven. Since 1990, Music Haven has been bringing the world to the heart of Schenectady Central Park via these free concerts by noteworthy international touring artists. It is their 35th anniversary season.
Indeed it is. Feeling old, Joe.
But congratulations to be able to do it and to see it grow and to really flourish is a wonderful thing. All kinds of sonic adventures from five continents are on the horizon. So from July 13th through August 29th, the award-winning Destination Series will offer 10 varied and dazzling concerts, a celebrated local music festival, an annual anticipated blues barbecue, and a three-part film series. All of that going on, so we need someone to help make sense of it all, and we go to producing artistic director and our dear friend Mona Golub. Good morning, Mona. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm so well, thank you, and so delighted to be back here with you.
A delight to have you on the program. I'm amazed that you do this from where I sit, it seems with relative ease. I know that's not the case. I know how hard this is to do, and yet you keep pulling it off year after year after year.
Well, as long as there continue to be incredibly talented artists from all over the world, many of whom have not played this area yet, and as long as audiences curious and enthusiastic continue to come out, I can't think of a reason to stop.
How big a consideration is it that a certain group, a certain type of music has never played before at Music Haven?
Well, I think it's part of what's made this greater Capital Region area go from an underserved market back in the 1990s when I started to a fairly well-served mid-sized market now that does bring in and does see all different types of performance and all different places and stages. And I'm very proud to have been a part of that.
You use the word curious, and I think you are responsible partly for that, in that because the music is of such the musicians and the music and the presentation is of such quality, mm-hmm. that people are okay being curious because they're pretty sure that if it's being performed on the Music Haven stage, it's going to be a good night.
That is probably the biggest compliment that anyone could give to me. Yes, our audiences are adventurous, but frankly, the artists who are performing at Music Haven are at the top of their game.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in mainstream types of music, but you can expect to see a spectacular performance, whichever one you come to. And of course, not having to risk a dollar on a ticket means you just need to make the commitment to join us and to check it out.
I think we've talked about this before, although I'm not sure. How are you able to keep it free?
Well, a wonderful collection of sponsors from the private sector who continue to recognize the value of bringing a high-caliber free concert to the community.
And that, for when we yesterday we spent the day at the Colonial Theater and we were talking to arts leaders throughout the Berkshires, and the through line was how important the arts are to the region and how important it is to our lives. And to be able to have this baseline of something that is free and accessible to everyone is so vitally important.
I would agree wholeheartedly. You know, it's about quality of life. It's about learning and understanding other cultures through their music, through their food, as we've expanded our culinary program at the stage, and through the sentiment that inspires the music. It's new and different.
Let us talk about, so the kickoff is the 13th?
It is. This coming Sunday, we're kicking off in style with an incredible Punjabi band, Red Bharat, out of Brooklyn, New York. They are as much Punjabi Bhangra rhythm as they are New Orleans swagger. A little bit of jazz, a little bit of punk energy, a little bit of hip hop even. Just really wonderful music that'll get you dancing in your seat or on your feet.
Like good, powerful horn stuff.
Little bit of horn. The leader of the band is a dynamic dhol player, which is a two-sided Indian drum, and vocalist as well, Sonny Jain. The band is his vision, and he just brings it home. Incredibly dynamic performer.
Sunday, July 13th, and then on the 18th, which is Friday, the SUNY Schenectady Faculty Jazz Combo, which you have done in the past. For how many? For quite a
yes,
while.
Yes, we've brought them in for a number of years.
Yeah.
A wonderful faculty jazz combo out of SUNY Schenectady. But each year, we bring a different flavor to their show by bringing in a featured guest. Last year, it was Delfio Marsalis from the Marsalis dynasty of New Orleans on trombone. This year, it's Nestor Torres, who is a master Puerto Rican flutist. And the Latin jazz that will emanate from Music Haven on Friday the 18th for that very special show is going to be amongst the best jazz that will be heard in this region this summer.
Sunday, July 20th, Bamba Wasulu Groove, and you taught me how to say that, and hopefully I did it right.
You did it perfectly.
Excellent.
Any band that's
you.
Got groove in its title, you know, has to be special.
And it says here, Heady Groove.
Heady Groove. I had the good fortune to see and hear them live at Global Fest this past January. They were one of the stars of the show down in the city, and I was so excited to be able to bring them here to the Capital Region where they've not played before. But a traditional mix of Malian Afrobeat, so driven by two guitars that swirl in and out of one another, a really dynamic vocalist, and that'll also just be a wonderful show to dance to for those who enjoy that.
And then while we were talking about pronunciation, you said that the one was Solas or Solas?
Solas. Solas.
So we're going to go with Solas.
We're going to go with Solas.
And it's which we should know because they've been around for 30 years.
Indeed. I was proud to have brought them to the region in the Washington Park Concert Series I used to produce on Monday evenings in Albany back in 1997.
Wow.
And they were one of the hottest traditional Irish combos then, and frankly remained at the top of their game for 20 years after that. They've now taken about 8 years off for various projects, all of them in other bands and solo projects, but have decided to come together in honor of their 30th anniversary. And we got the one show for the greater region, free at Music Haven. I think we're the only free show on the whole tour.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. And Irish music, but also does have that world flair as well.
It does. I think the traditional Celtic feel is definitely what people look for from Seamus Egan and fiddler Winnie Horan. Will get
Seamus,
a whole
right.
big dose of that.
That's Solas, the 30th anniversary tour happening on Sunday, July 27th. Then we go to the third, which is the big blues barbecue.
Essentially, it's the region's Blues Fest.
Yeah.
So we've expanded it to three bands. We start early that night. Most of our shows start at 7. That night we start at 5. We've got acoustic music with Annie and the Hedonists, local favorites who are real vintage blues and jazz. And then we have two incredible alligator recording artists, one after another, on the main stage. Selwyn Birchwood, who's a guitar slinger from Florida, will be bringing his five-piece band, complete with Hammond B3 organ. And then as our headliner, we really lucked into a band who just happened to have won about a month ago, the Blues Music Association's Band of the Year Award, and that would be Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. And they'll be finishing off the show that evening. Of course, it's smoking on the stage as well as stage side with our barbecue. We got brisket and chicken and ribs and smoked turkey legs and even banana pudding, I hear.
Ooh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
A real Southern feel.
Steel Drivers playing on Sunday, August 10th, and been around for a couple decades.
They have.
Good stuff.
Have a brand new release out called Outrun, and they're Grammy winning. One of the finest bluegrass, they call themselves bluegrass soul artists out there, and they have not played the area that I could find. So this may be a regional debut, or it's been at least a decade since they've been here. But they're phenomenal in creating buzz. I've had more people ask me how to get tickets to that show, actually in Solas as well, in the recent past. But as we all know, all shows at Music Haven are free.
You have a Zydeco experience on the 17th.
Indeed. A gentleman who I brought in probably 25 years ago to the Mardi Gras Festival at Proctor's when we used to do that. Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience, just a classic band from St. Landry's Parish in Louisiana. He's probably the best Zydeco vocalist out there today and puts on a hell of a show. So we're going complete with Gumbo and Jambalaya to Louisiana in the park that night. We've got Keith Prey's Mohawk Brass Band opening the show with a second line. They're going to waltz in and serenade the house and then end up on the front of the stage before the Zydeco starts. So that'll be fun.
And then for the Sunday shows, the last one is Edmar Castaneda and the World Ensemble.
Yeah, and Edmar Castaneda is the foremost jazz harpist in the world. And you think, what, jazz harpist? Yes, the large harp that you often see on a stage with a symphony orchestra, he plays like no other. He's all over the instrument and has created jazz sounds from it, similar to what Bela Fleck has done with the banjo. And interestingly enough, that the two of them have recently toured and will be hitting UPH in the fall. I can't wait to see that show. But Edmar is bringing his 9-piece world ensemble to Music Haven. And what's so special about this show, Joe, is that the combination of artists he brings together for this ensemble from all over the world rarely play together because they're always doing their own thing. So this is truly a rare performance by Edmar Castaneda and World Ensemble to end our global season in style at Music Haven.
For the most part, we stayed to the Sunday shows. I just want to go over some of the things that will be happening throughout the schedule that are in addition to those Sunday performances. We did mention the SUNY Schenectady Faculty Jazz Combo. WEXT has their festival on the 26th of July.
Yes, the local 518 Fest featuring five exquisite homegrown talent. Bands with a couple surprises thrown in for good measure. That's really most of a day festival from 2 to 9:30.
And then a Beatles tribute.
That is going to be spectacular. This group played together with the Schenectady Saratoga Symphony Orchestra at Proctor's back in February, drew the largest crowd that the symphony has ever drawn at Proctor's. And they were phenomenal. So we got a top shelf Beatles tribute band and the orchestra playing authentic Sony-licensed music. So everything you hear will sound as it did on the recording. When you hear Penny Lane, you're going to hear that piccolo trumpet solo just the way you heard it recorded.
Oh, that's really cool.
When you hear Eleanor Rigby, you're going to hear the strings behind it just the way it was recorded.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It really is going to be a very special show, as is often the case with the symphony, but hear something a little different, a little departure from the Pops night.
I mentioned yesterday that we were over in Pittsfield. We did as part of WAMC on the road. WAMC will be back on the road Saturday, August 16th. Wanda Fisher and Hudson River Sampler. That'll be fun.
We are so excited to be part of this first year of On the Road. And, you know, and who better to present than Hudson River Sampler? It's been on the air for 43 years now. With the wonderful Wanda Fisher and special guests that she's bringing aboard. We've got Michael Jeerling, Kate McDonald, Dan Berggren, and Joe Jenks. So an evening of folk music and stories, just as you hear on the air, but live in the heart of the park.
That's great. Wonderful. Also, and we just have about a minute left, but you also have a film series featuring, these are Friday nights, Respect, This is Spinal Tap, and Wicked, which is a sing-along, and that's so cool.
It is. Apparently, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo at the beginning of the film warm the audience up, so they're ready to sing. But each film has a music theme to it. And we hope to have a lot of fun in partnership with our friends from Film Schenectady who help us produce that. We've got a little bit of everything at Music Haven, and we look forward to seeing folks in the park to have a great time this summer.
It's a lot of good stuff. and it's all free. And it is, you can find out all information and plan your summer. By the way, both Mona and I have learned that the weather is going to be beautiful. Just every vent is just going to be perfect.
But if not, we've got a rain site just about everything. Thanks, Proctors.
There's always a backup. MusicHavenStage.org, MusicHavenStage.org. Mona, congratulations on a beautiful season again, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about it.
Thank you, Joe. We'll look forward to seeing you in the park.
Well. I look forward to it. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.